Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, there seems little doubt now after the leaks and the reporting that President Obama is fixing to nominate a former Justice Department official who served under President George W. Bush and a Republican to head up the FBI. James Comey was Deputy Attorney General during the former Bush administration. He was also a federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York. There's been no official announcement about Comey's nomination from the White House, but NPR broke the news after talking with sources who apparently have knowledge about the search for the new FBI director. The current director, Robert Mueller, is leaving his job in September. That's by law. He has to go. Here with us to explain what this all means is Ronald Kessler. He's written extensively about the FBI. He's author of the New York Times bestseller, The Secrets of the FBI. Hi, Ronald.
Hey, good to be with you.
Who is James Comey? He's a Republican, as I mentioned, but some people might remember him from some of the more contentious days of the Bush Justice Department.
He really appeals to both sides of the political spectrum because, on the one hand, he was appointed by President Bush. On the other hand, he stood up to Bush on the NSA intercepts issue, which involved one aspect of the intercepts, and those intercepts continued, but he objected to the process that was in play at the time, wanted more safeguards, and stood up to the Bush administration, threatened to resign. Bob Mueller, the current FBI director, backed him in that and said he would resign as well unless these changes were made. So that tells you a lot about his character, his principles. I know that Bob Mueller is a big fan of Comey, and that's, I think, a very good sign because, in my opinion, Mueller has been the best FBI director. He's totally changed the direction of the Bureau. There really have been no abuses found. It's true that they didn't uncover the Boston Marathon bomber.
Right.
But, you simply can't get everything. And the reason for that was that Justice Department guidelines would have precluded continuing the investigation into this brother.
And Congress is looking into that issue now. Let's listen to James Comey in his own words on the wiretapping that you discussed, Ronald Kessler.
As acting attorney general, I would not certify the program as to its legality. We had concerns as to our ability to certify its legality, and which was our obligation for the program to be renewed.
Ronald Kessler, James Comey not only objected to that program being renewed, but it's widely reported now that he physically intervened in a hospital room in Washington, D.C. when Alberto Gonzalez and other Bush administration officials went to try to get an ailing John Ashcroft to renew that program. It was quite dramatic.
Oh, dramatic, to say the least. Comey was acting attorney general while Ashcroft was in the hospital, and yet the Bush people wanted Ashcroft to sign off on this program because Comey would not. So really an amazing episode, and definitely will inure to his credit when it comes to confirmation hearings. But beyond that, he has the experience that I think you need to be FBI director, namely extensive involvement in the prosecution side, being a lawyer, being involved in FBI investigations. That is so critical because what the FBI does is so complex now, and you absolutely can't go in there not knowing what you're doing. And I think he will go in with the requisite knowledge. He will be respected. At the same time, I think the fact that he's an outsider is a good thing. I don't think it's a good idea to have an FBI agent become director because that individual may be beholden to various interests within the Bureau or want to protect certain agents. It's good to have an outsider. So I really think this is a perfect appointment. I think it's admirable that President Obama didn't purposely choose a black or purposely choose a woman just to make a political point. He really chose someone who I think all sides will agree is the best candidate.
We haven't had that choice officially from the White House yet, but we are getting reports that that James Comey will be the next FBI director. Ronald Kessler, who's written extensively about the FBI, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Secrets of the FBI. Ronald, thank you.
Thank you.